Linda is here to talk about the actions that are possible, things we can do.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Unfortunately, we do not have a wireless mic here. When I was at the MPSC hearing, I had to actually get them to turn it off. And, you know, I never knew that I was even going to be affected by this stuff. And I have grown more sensitive every day. I mean, it's horrible. I didn't listen to Dave's talk. I didn't listen to Diana's talk because I can't be in here. And the fact that I'm in here right now for the next 20, 30, 40 minutes means I'm not going to be sleeping tonight. And I'm not the only one that that happens to. And the other thing is, I said, I'm not going to get more sensitive. And I have. So my computer now, very limited. When I get on it, heart palpitations, a lot of different things happen. So this is real. My parents, my mother's hair is falling out. My father has high blood pressure and hardening of the arteries. These are two people who never went to a doctor a day in their lives. And they do not have a smart meter on their home. They have only a digital meter. And what DTE's opt-out is that you are going to get that smart meter on your home, and at some point, sometime, they're going to turn the wireless off, but that dirty electricity is still going to be flowing through every one of your homes. I step over the threshold of a building, I can feel it, and I can tell you it is just as bad as a smart meter. So we got to keep these things off. Can that light be shut off on that?
Yeah.
So what I'm up here to talk about is what we can do. I have been working day and night, devoting just about all of my life to this, rather than my business. Not a great thing when you're self-employed. But my health is at stake, very literally my health and my life. And for that reason, I want everybody behind me. But I would be behind this no matter what, whether my health and my life were not part of it, for a lot of different reasons. And I know that there are a lot of different reasons to be behind no smart meters on our home. There's the health aspect, there's the privacy aspect, there's what it's doing to the bees, to the ants, and to all the insects. I don't see any bugs in Ann Arbor anymore. That's scary. Because guess what is at the bottom of the food chain? The bugs. The bugs are gone, we're gone. So this is really important. So what can we do? I'm really glad to see so many people here. It is absolutely incredible. And this is how we're going to win. We're going to win by having a lot of us here. Developing community with each other, talking with each other. Because if it comes to the point, and what I will tell you about next is to try and head that point off, but if it comes to the point that DTE starts forcing the installation, we are going to have to band together. We are going to have to be at each other's homes, blocking those meters. And if only I do it, and 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 other people do it, it's not going to make any difference. But I saw that most of you in this room do not have a smart meter on your home yet. So if every one of you makes contact with at least 10 other people to keep these people away, we can win. Okay. So that's long term. Hopefully it won't come to that, but it's something to keep in the back of your minds. So, we've heard about a House bill. I don't have any prepared speech. I'm just talking off the top of my head here. So, we have this House bill, and I'm curious what you guys out in the room think we need to do to get this bill passed. Just raise your hand, and if somebody would write down responses, or actually I have a pen here, I can do it. Okay, excellent. Better.
Okay, I think that probably most here may be from Plymouth, but I think we got to start doing some get together of support groups. You know, because if we all go away from here as individuals, they're going to beat us that way. And we need to group up, you know, sign some kind of thing that we kind of meet, you know, a certain place on a regular basis and encourage others and exchange information and get out and do footwork. I myself have gone through some of the suburbs of Plymouth by myself with some of the printed material on the flyers, went door to door and put them on the door. So if we collectively do something, that'll be more support, more exposure, and then, like I said, try to put together some kind of support group, because as time goes on, we're going to need it.
Right on. Woman in the blue shirt?
We should call the congressman and let him know we want that bill passed.
Right,
we
okay.
Congressman, try and call them, let them know.
Call your representatives. Excellent. So one of the things, I'll take you in just a second. So one of the things, and I'm going to get back to what you said, because that's one of the biggest pieces that I want to talk about. One of the things that we have learned is that calling your state representative actually carries a heck of a lot of weight. And I always thought a phone call wouldn't matter that much, but apparently it does because you've actually taken the time out of the day to do it. So calling is very important. You can start doing that now, and you can call them more than once. One of the things that we're going to do, so there's a group of us that started in Ann Arbor after Diana Osterman gave a talk there last year. And we call ourselves the Smart Meter Education Network. It's meant to be a relatively innocuous name so that we have the ability to convert people who might be a little bit leery about this kind of thing. But one of the things that we do is we have a website up. We're putting more information on it as time goes on. And one of the things that we will have available on there is sample letters. So these will be letters that you can either just copy and send or take points from. Now, it is much better if you write something personal in it, because if they get a whole bunch of the same letters, it will matter, but it won't matter as much. And if you put whatever personal, whether it's three lines or two paragraphs, put it at the beginning of the letter, your personal stuff, so that they see that first. So this stuff's already getting to me. It's getting hard for me to think. Can we turn off those big lights up there, Dave? Is that possible? This is part of smart meters. Give me one sec, and I'll take the couple other people. Let me just see if there's one more thing I want to say about that. So the other thing is that we also have a newsletter that we send out once a month to once a week, depending on what's going on. That's also going to contain information that you can put in sample letters. So these things that we're going to pass around, which we should start doing in a minute, you can put your name, put your email, it will stay within this group, but that way you will keep up to date on what's going on. Dave is very much a part of this group, so we're working together. Everybody is working together, it's what we got to do. Yeah.
I'm Timothy King, I was the state delegate with Washtenaw County. I'm with the Blue Run Tea Party, some of our people are here today. This affects me also because I had anterior laparoscopic spinal fusion with a tip placement, cadaver bone, steel cages, and rods as part of a federal study back in 98. I get massive headaches, I get muscle spasms in my back. One thing I can suggest, thank you, Linda, and thank you, Diana, and thank you, David, for what you've done today. And I think we need to get all the tea parties together, and I suggested this to some other people, and get the public at large. We're educating them, but we need to get people like yourself and Diana and David in front of the legislature, in front of Chase Bolger, in front of the legislature, in front of the governor. Because the only way we're going to get things done, we the people.
Right.
We the people.
Have to take back the government.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed in this audience, there's a lot of grandparents.
A lot of what?
Grandparents. Sadly, you talk about children.
Yes.
There's very few people under 40 years old.
Yeah.
And I don't, they're so computer, telephone, all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're not educated. It's not going to affect them. And I think if every one of us went home, and maybe there's an old mother, but at least put something in the brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you said it's in every school.
It's in, I talked to Willow Run Schools,
I mean,
and the school board, it just went right over their head.
I'm gonna cut it short. So that's good. That's perfect. Cynthia, will you also come up here for a minute? Cynthia is the co-organizer with the Smart Meter Education Network. And then Aaron over there has been doing our website. He's typing it on his cell phone right now.
The wireless is turned off.
And Leslie over there,
and
he is threatening Sue. I'll check the meter up at home.
I would like to make a real quick comment.
Sure.
The smart meter went on my house. I had insomnia immediately. I have a 17-year-old son who has juvenile 1 diabetes, perfect A1Cs, combined blood sugars. He's a patient at MOTS. smart meter went on the house, his A1Cs went to 9.5, guys. I took the smart meter off my house, it went back down to 7.4. I am now writing a book about my experiences. If anyone has had any adverse health, please come to me because I'm writing a book. I'd like to interview anyone that's had any health issues.
What she said.
So I need to limit it just a little bit, but
this is important.
Okay.
I had the vice president of public relations of Detroit Edison call me back. I complained.
Okay.
I was part of the U17,000.
Yeah.
I filed a complaint with Bill Schuette's office last month under the Michigan Persons with Disabilities Civil Rights Act. Section 220 of 1976, fair housing.
Yeah.
And within an hour, the vice president of Detroit Edison called me after they put a smart meter on my water meter. And he said, Mr. King, we'll have a technician out tomorrow morning to take it right back off. The technician came out. He was a unionized guy from Detroit Edison, and their unionized workers are even worried. I gave him information, he gave it to his union. And then the vice president of Detroit Edison called me back. And he said, Mr. King, this was like 5 o'clock the next day, will you please call Bill Schuette's office and call off the dogs?
Oh, I keep the dogs on.
Who let the dogs on?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Good.
Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Women's Cultural Center. And,
Could you speak in the microphone? It's hard to hear over here.
The Plymouth Tea Party will be meeting this Monday night coming up, June the 10th. On June the 10th, a week from Monday. And at 7 o'clock in the Cultural Center on Farmer Street.
Okay. So why don't you put a note up by on that table there with your contact information, and that way anybody who wants to get in touch with you. Anybody else who has some kind of meeting, I want you to save the announcement for it until the end, but announce it and then put your contact information over there so that people can go. I want to keep focusing on what we can do. I'm going to take like two more, so yeah.
I just have a question. Have you looked into what other vehicles we can use for electric here? Nobody. DTE and Consumers Energy, if you look up a map, I went online last night, or early this morning when I saw this note, and if you look at the MIT, this part here is green. The green is DTE. This part of Lower Michigan is Consumers Power. And when you go up here, there's a whole bunch of cooperatives and other things like cooperatives. Well, I looked up Alpena randomly. Well, when I looked up their cooperative, they do 1 to 2% of their electrical power. And you know what? There's a little footnote, something about consumers. I haven't been able to investigate that much yet. But what part do they play? This is monopoly.
Right. So we all know how we feel about this. And what I'm trying to do here is to channel our anger, channel our dissatisfaction. So I'm going to take a couple more, and then I got a few things to say. Yeah.
Okay. So many people don't believe this, don't know anything about it. You're not talking to a lot of brick walls. Start with people who are open to this. That means health. That means health food stores, yoga places, chiropractors. Think of the people who are already open to this and the network of people they know, and get to them first. That would be that's your most efficient method. And secondly, I have a phone number here from Stop Smart Meters, the California website of where to buy an analog meter. And that number is 800-654-0821, and it's called Hialeah. And the meter is $15.50.
Wow. And there are other places you can buy from. Yeah.
This isn't a Republican or Democrat issue, nor is it a conservative or liberal one. It's a health and privacy issue that we should all be concerned about, whatever your political affiliation or philosophy is. And my question is, even though a lot of the media is regarded as liberal, why aren't they making a bigger story about this And what can we do as consumers to force this and make it a story?
I just want to respond to that. It's because of DTE.
They bought the media.
They control the media. And that's not a lie. That's not a lie. And that's true.
They bought the media.
That, you know, follow the money is what you have to do. I absolutely agree with what you said. This is not a political issue that needs to divide us. I'm not a Tea Party member, but you are. And I'm happy to work with you. We have to get past any of those barriers. This goes way beyond all of us. Citizens of this country, okay? No matter what our political beliefs are, we got to protect ourselves and each other.
Stop the disease. Yeah, united we stand.
So yeah, and the Smart Meter Education Network, we got everybody in it, okay? So, and it is really important to have different voices with different slants on this because we're going to appeal to different things. So I'm going to take that woman, and then I want to wrap a few things up from what people have said. Yeah.
I'm in Farmington Hills, and the problem is that we have the meters. And I'm taking this all back because we have an association, and trust me, my whole subdivision will know about this within a week. But the problem is that everyone here that does not have one, most of you are probably working if you're not. They come out during the day. Everybody in our sub works. You don't have a chance. You don't even know that they're there.
Lock it.
We come
to
Rock.
Lock your gate.
Well, yeah, now it's too late.
They got a hang on it.
It's been out there a year and a
half. Okay, everybody.
A year and a half ago, and they come out, and you don't even know it. No, but I talked to my neighbors when I saw it. I was driven. And they didn't put it in the press. They didn't tell anyone.
Right.
They just come in like they're stealing your TV.
Right.
So be careful and put the locks on and put a note on it.
Okay, so yeah, hang on. So I want to wrap some things up here. There are some important things that everyone here can do. The first thing is we have a petition. This is not a petition for registered voters. You do not have to be a registered voter. There should be several of them. Start passing them through the room with your pen. And everybody sign that. Now, when you sign it, we would appreciate you putting your email because then you will get our newsletter. Like I said, once a month, once a week, but this is how a lot of you probably found out about this meeting. Okay, hang on a minute. Okay, number two is that, what's your name, Rich?
Rich.
Yeah, so Rich was talking about support groups, which I talked about a little bit at the beginning, which we're going to need. The other thing is, how are we going to get this bill passed? I will tell you that my representatives do not care about it, okay? The Democrats, they think smart meters are green, or they just don't care. My representatives are Democrats. The Republicans, they're all bought by the corporate interests, and it just seems like a few people out on the fringe are the ones who are listening to this. How do we get our representatives to care? Because right now, they don't. I will tell you that this petition is an incredible vehicle. I went to the anti-GMO rally a week ago. I got 120 people to sign this petition, and that was pretty much how many people. There are maybe 200 or so people at that rally. That's a significant number. Yesterday, I went to the African American Festival downtown in Ann Arbor. Little different, couldn't really get up on a podium and talk about it. I didn't talk to so many people. Most people did not know about smart meters. And there was about one person that didn't care. Everybody else cared. Everybody else was shocked. Sorry. This is the important part. This is why you're here. If you just go home with all this information, it's not going to do anything. Okay? You have to do something. The petition, okay? Believe it or not, I can be very, very shy. I don't know, for some reason, I'm able to get up in front of this room and do this. But when I went down there yesterday, I was the only one. Nobody else would go with me. And I was nervous, and I called Aaron up, thank God. And I said, Aaron, do you want to come? And he said, no, I can't. And I said, I talked to him for 5 minutes, and then I felt a little braver, you know. And I went out there, and I started talking to people. Now, here's what can come from that. One is, I got 12 signatures, right? 120 in the other one?
Yes, you know.
But in those 12 people that signed, I made two amazing contacts. One is a woman who lives in Detroit. She is an activist. I started talking about maybe you could pass out this petition. She said, I can get 30 people to start going door to door. That is what has to happen. We have to exponentially multiply our numbers. And if every one of you takes this petition, well, we'll send you a copy of it because we don't have enough copies for you to take home. But if every one of you takes this and copies it and gets even 10 people to sign it, but you can do more. Because just like, are you Michelle? Yeah, nice to meet you finally. Just like Michelle was saying, the other thing I did is I went into the co-op there and I started talking to the woman behind the counter. And I gave her some petitions. And I was at Whole Foods, and I gave a woman in the cheese thing some petitions, because these people, they hear about it, and they go, oh my God. The other contact I made was with the HIV/AIDS Resource Center. So one of the things about going to festivals is you start seeing groups there, and you go, oh my God, they should care about this for this reason. And you go over, and you start talking to them about it. We've got a really good flyer about the health issues. And so that's something for people to have more information and see that there is something credible behind this. And then the persons, the few people you see who show a little more interest, you say, you know, would you take some of these? There's an address to mail it back to on the bottom. This is how you multiply it. I got another woman at the MIGMO rally who's going to be a petitioning demon. So this is how we do it. You have to get excited about it. And when you're scared, call somebody up. Get some support. Going to the different festivals, if somebody can start compiling the different festivals, if somebody can start compiling a list of some of the different festivals, then like Rich was saying, this is the start of your support group. When you do things together, you begin to bond. When you do things together, you begin to be that support that each other needs when you get tired. I'm exhausted. My computer affects me. Everything affects me. I'm going to finish. Oh, yes, I will. So just rely on the people that you made contact with and the friends that you already have. So the petitions, writing your representatives. Do we have both clipboards going around with the petition on it? Okay. The other clipboard, over there, Cynthia, there's two more, I think. There's one that says, yes, I will go out and do these petitions. And if you want to just do it on your own door-to-door, which is a great thing to do, and it's actually fun, believe it or not, you can check that off there. And then the other one is if you want to do it with groups of people to go places, because I know it can often be easier to do that. So this way we can organize people. The second clipboard that should go around or is going around, I guess, is what's your interest, what are your skills, what can you contribute? Now, Leslie, back there who spoke, she loves to talk to people. She tells everybody she knows about this stuff and the story with her son. She also plays in a band, and they're going to be announcing this at this rally that they're doing on Wednesday. So there are multiple ways. We need people to do research on who has DTE contributed to and how much. So somebody or bodies, because there's a lot of representatives here who would be interested in doing that, when that clipboard comes to you, write that down. Okay, that's something we really need. People who are willing to find the best smart meter sites so that we can just link to two or three or four from our site so that people don't have to search so much and can just go straight to something. People who can do a little bit of research writing something up on the health or the privacy or the environmental aspects. Those are all different things that you can do. Yeah, if you want to donate for helping with the appeal, you can make checks out either to Smart Meter Education Network or to Michigan Stop Smart Meters. Either one, we're working together. And Dave wants me to wrap up. One thing that I have that Dave wants me to say, and I need to say, and then I'm going to let him decide whether he's going to take a comment, is that for those of you who would like to get more involved, we will meet. There's a little porch over there outside. I would like to get out of here for the sake of my own health. We'll meet outside there, and then Dave and I have been talking about we'd like to set up a meeting for those of you who want to get more involved in some kind of way. So we'll figure out a time and a place to do that. The other thing is notice whether or not you sleep well tonight, those of you who don't have analog meters. Because if you don't, it would be this.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.